Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Deborah Efiong, and I'm the Executive Director for Arise for Gender and Livelihoods Initiative, the leading rights-based organization in the city of Port Harcourt. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesom-Wike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
Greetings to the distinguished people of River State. This is another episode of Reeve Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. I warmly welcome all our listeners to this episode and ask you all to remember that violence is a no-no in elections, as violence begets violence and then more violence. This episode is titled Basic Electoral Offenses: How to Prevent Rigging. Election Day is a crucial moment in any democratic process, as it provides an opportunity for citizens to exercise their right to vote and participate in the selection of their leaders. The benefits of free and fair, peaceful elections are numerous for a developing country like Nigeria, such as one. Free and fair elections can help to foster national unity by promoting a sense of inclusiveness and participation in the political process. When citizens feel that they have a say in the decision-making process, they become committed to nation-building. Two. Peaceful elections can help to reduce political instability and the risk of conflict. When elections are conducted freely and fairly, it reduces the likelihood of disputed results, which can lead to violence and instability. 3. Free and fair elections can promote economic growth by attracting foreign investment and promoting local investments as well. These are crucial prerequisites for economic development. However, Election Day is also a time when electoral offenses can occur, which can undermine the integrity of the electoral process and erode public trust in democracy. Here are some tips on how to avoid electoral offenses on Election Day. 1. Respect others. On Election Day, be respectful of the rights of others to vote freely and without intimidation. This includes refraining from engaging in any form of argument, harassment, intimidation of voters, election officials, or candidates. 2. Report any irregularities. If you witness any irregularities or electoral offenses, report them immediately to the appropriate authorities. This includes incidents of voter fraud, vote buying, or other forms of electoral misconduct. 3. Do not share any confidential information regarding your vote or that of others, as this could compromise the secrecy of the ballot and lead to allegations of voter coercion and intimidation. In summary, avoiding electoral offenses on Election Day requires awareness, vigilance, respect for the rules, and a commitment to upholding the integrity of the democratic process. Our guest speaker today is Mrs. Deborah Efiong, Executive Director, Arise for Gender and Livelihoods Initiative. She will be sharing her insight on the topic. There is a drama sketch titled Oroma State by Princess Amy Alagwa. Please enjoy the episode. A kind Rivers people, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families. And God bless your estate.
Thing you did do to me. It's sweet to me for body. She a loving feel for me. Wow, 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 wow. Get your boy, let me go crazy. I'm gonna get you sure for me. See me can we draw money. Oh, the man, no good, I'm ready. Make a car, yeah, yeah.
Thank God say I don't get my PVC. Ahead of this our election ready upon us. I know few ways to exercise my friendships.
Same here, washerman. But wait. point of correction, Boshaman, it's franchise.
Serious?
Yes, not plantain chips or French chips or whatever it is you're saying. Anyways, honestly, I am so elated and pumped up for these elections that are upon us. I really can't wait to vote for the candidates of my choice.
Una, well done, no.
Welcome, Oroma. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are back already?
Yes.
Washaman, please meet my cousin sister Oroma.
Good afternoon, Oroma.
Good afternoon.
You did welcome.
Thank you.
As your sister, don't capri son. My name is Erimoina, Washaman. But if he call me Washi.
Oroma, don't mind him. Uma is the only person permitted to call him Washi.
Well, it's nice meeting you, Washaman. I overheard your conversation on the general elections that are upon us. I'm actually looking for the location of my polling unit ahead of the upcoming 2023 general elections.
Hey, Sister Roma, you new come River State waiting. How you know go sabi where you go vote?
My brother, what else do you expect from a first time voter like me? Wait, I sabi. I beg make una help me.
Oh, my dearest. Oh, I understand your situation exactly. But there is no cause for alarm because INEC has already set up a system on how to deal with issues of this sort. They've made it so easy.
OMG. Are you for real?
Yeah.
Please, how? I'm so anxious.
Okay, no problem. I'll leave to the risk, as usual. But let me just speak it in Pidgin English, Oroma, because watch a man here now, no go understand. Before you know anything, you know, they ask question and I no get strength. This hot sun, I know if it's... Do you understand me? Ingo starts. Watch a man, you there, yeah? Because I know you.
I hear you.
All right. You see, INEC don't create a portal where you feel locate your polling units. So you don't need to stress yourself the waka-waka up and down. All you have to do is visit the portal website at voters.inecnigeria.org. I repeat again, voters, VOTERUS dot INEC, INEC, Nigeria, NIGERIA dot ORG. Org. That is one more time, voters.inecnigeria.org. Now, the first thing when you visit the website, now to put in your state of origin in the first column where they go slot that for you. Secondly, you put in your local government area for Rivers State where you do your continuous voters registration, which is your CVR, continuous voters registration. The next thing, now to fill in your last name. Your last name, now your surname for the other column. Then you can't fill in your first name, which is your personal name. You know, everybody they call your papa, your mama, and everybody. Then you will come finally put in your date of birth. Once you just fill all this column, they will go ask you whether you be robot. Like the computer will come ask you, try to confirm whether you be robot. Once they confirm that one, now all your voters information, it could just display. Wow.
So the voter's information will contain the kind of polling unit where she defined.
I think I talk am. Shall I talk this way? You see what I talk?
Question mark.
But there's no crime shy in asking questions. There's nothing wrong. They say who asks questions, you cannot miss road. Anyways, to answer your question, of course, my brother. Oh wait, the voter's information go display for the website, which contains your voter's identification number, VIN, your ward, and then your polling unit and your polling unit code. Another icing on the cake, we say. This portal also have a location bar. You get location bar. We go aid you in getting directions from your current location to the location of your polling unit via Google Map. Now, me say my sister now, she go easily find her polling units.
Information, as they say, is power indeed.
Oh, wait.
Thanks for giving me this tip.
Thank God.
As a first-time voter, I'm also confused in regards to the technological innovation that will be deployed in the elections that are upon us, presidential stroke governorship elections that will be held on the 25th of February and 11th of March 2023, respectively.
Not true. I don't hear say they will use bitters this and cost rep that for River State for this upcoming election. I beg, Lilim, You know say you're not queen of campaign. I beg, how this thing they work?
Washerman and wrong pronunciation will always be 5 and 6. It's beavers and IREF, not bitters and cost wreck. Let's say Washerman want marry new wife. Bitters.
I love bitters.
But on a more serious note, my sister Oroma, make I just speak Pidgin English to explain very well to Washerman. Beavers is fully known as the bimodal voters accreditation system. It is like, how I will explain them now for Pidgin English, like, the full meaning of BVAS, which is BVAS, na B for bimodal, V for voters, A for accreditation, and S for system. Now, this na new system where INEC carry come out to take know if they fit vote. Now, this Bivas machine, now a digital and computerized device in the form of a phone or tablet where they use two-way authentication method to take confirm or to take know if you are a registered voter in your polling unit. See how the thing they work here? If they do this thing through thumb printing, like when they tell you to put your thumb to print for this thing. Okay. And yes, and facial recognition means you go recognize your face when you show your face. You understand my point? Now, only people wear this machine confirm. Now, they go allowed to vote in any polling unit. If the machine no fit confirm, you no go fit vote. This is to bring down rigging. Now, it is mandatory on election day that as a voter, you must be in your polling unit at least 8 o'clock in the morning till like maybe 2:30 p.m. So that beaver go take sabi you. He go just help you pass the WAEC, like he go just look you now, confirm you when you don't put your thumbprint. And a presiding official from INEC at your polling unit will go help you to summer this beaver away. Now, when you don't thumbprint finish now for that ballot paper where you don't vote finish, so you're gonna carry that paper. Look for the ballot box where you get the same color with the ballot paper where you they hold. You can't carry that paper now, put for that same box. Now, when you don't do all these things finish, your vote will be counted. If not, you never vote.
Wow. Thanks for the prerequisites.
You're welcome.
I'll be anticipating for more before the due date.
Oh, way.
Roma, you gotta trust your sister.
As in name.
She na top notch. And you know, see, Roma no dey downgrade.
Yes, so, they find you for 5 days. Trouser go free contain. Go contain no the trouser. They find you for 5 days.
Crazy, said someone stole my dope, boy, baby.
I'm not going to see the baby. I'm not going to see like baby.
The title of this drama is called Oroma State. Staring.
Ekoma Chidima Precious as Oroma.
Emmanuel Isaac as Washerman.
And your baby girl, Princess Emi Alagwa as Alice. Written by Visa, it was directed by Princess Emi Alagwa. Remember, your vote is your right, your power, and your privilege. Utilize it and use it very well. No more complaining.
Make una remember, say, on our votes, on our rights, and on our power. Make una use our nobody will cry again.
I love you all. Bye-bye.
Mwah.
Welcome back if you're just tuning in. This is Reef Ethics on Radio, and my name is Deborah Efio. I'll be speaking on the topic, basic electoral offenses and how to prevent rigging. Elections is the medium in which people elect a government of their choice. There are basic things you would need to know about how an election is conducted. Now, the entire electoral process is guided by the Electoral Act. There is a current Electoral Act that was passed into law as amended last year, 2022. And that is the current law that guides electoral processes in Nigeria. And that law has provided a set of offenses or a set of acts, actions and inactions that constitute electoral offenses. And we are going to be looking at them one after the other. Now, the law talks about dereliction of duties of electoral officers. What do we mean by dereliction of duties of electoral officers? That means whereby an electoral officer decides to be negligent at a duty post. Now, this elections is going to be conducted by series of electoral officers. INEC has been conducting trainings in the last 1 to 2 weeks, and several officers are going to be in the field, the supervisory, the presiding officers, and other electoral officers. We are also going to have polling agents that would be monitoring the process, and of course, local and international observers and monitors would also be working in the field. And one of the things that INEC has identified as an electoral offense in Section 127 of the law, it clearly specifies where an officer does not carry out his electoral duties as expected. That constitutes an electoral offense. And not only that, there are certain inactions that occurs during the electioneering process. And these are some of the things that the Section 129 has listed, offenses that can be carried out, offenses that can happen on elections day. Canvassing for votes is one of the things that we will need to avoid. canvassing for votes where a political party or where a candidate is openly doing what? Soliciting for votes, pressurizing another person to vote for party outside the choice of that person. Persuading any voter not to vote for any other particular candidate is also an electoral offense. Persuading a voter not to even vote on the elections is an electoral offense. Shouting slogans of political parties or candidates constitutes an electoral offense. Being in possession of any offensive weapon or weird dresses or ornaments or facial decorations that is calculated to intimidate voters or to suggest voting of any candidate of any choice constitutes an electoral offense. When you exhibit, you wear, you tender, or you use any form of symbol, photograph, or party card referring to the election, that constitutes an electoral offense. Also, using any vehicle bearing the color or symbol of any political party by any means whatsoever on elections, they constitute an electoral offense. We will be taking a short break at this point. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on radio, and my name is Deborah Ifeong, speaking on the topic basic election offenses, and then also we'll be looking at how to stop or prevent rigging. Before we went on the short break, we first started by looking at what elections is all about. It's a process whereby people elect a government of their choice. Elections is part of a democratic system of governance, and Nigeria has been running elections in the last two decades, and 2023 is one of those deciding, February 2023 up to March 2023 is one of those deciding times for us as a nation and as a state, where we are going to be electing candidates into different offices. There are things we would need to know about this process. There are things we need to understand about this process. This is a very serious moment for us. For an elections to be credible, there is a conduct in which voters, even the officials conducting elections, would need to exhibit for it to make an elections credible. And one of the things that we have been looking at is Section 129 of the Electoral Act as amended. We have been looking at some of the offenses that occurs during elections, and so that the people can be aware, people can know, people can take action, people can prevent this, and people can take or make informed decisions at their respective polling units. And we started listing some of the things that constitute electoral offenses: openly canvassing for votes, soliciting for votes, persuading voters to vote for any candidate in particular, wearing any form of uniform ornaments, if you're in possession of any form of symbol, photograph, even a party card, referring or insinuating or inferring that votes should be given to a particular political party or a particular candidate. These acts, these actions, these inactions constitute an electoral offense. Even the use of vehicles bearing the color or symbols of any political party by any means whatsoever is an electoral offense. The dereliction of duties of electoral officers, where the electoral officers do not perform their duties. Now, the entire voting process is simple. From the guidelines INEC has provided, voting commences by 8:30, and by 8:30, the voters are out, and then they are in a queue. And as they are in a queue, first they would approach the voters' register to ensure that they are at the right polling unit, and their names are also indicated on the voters' register, where this is all certified and ascertained by the officials on ground, the officials to conduct the elections at that polling unit. What would the candidates do? Of course, they will go, and then they will, with the new technology, the new BVAS technology that INEC has brought in place, they will take the verification further using the BVAS technology. When the machine certifies that the individual, the person, is an eligible voter, or an eligible voter rather, when the machine certifies that, a drop of ink is put on the thumb, either the thumb or the index finger of the voter. and the voter is given a voting paper. And in the voting paper, the list of the political parties that are standing elections would be indicated on that sheet. And the voter, the voting system operated here is what we call the secret ballot system. Our votes are supposed to be secret. It's not an open ballot system. It's a secret ballot system. So a cubicle is provided for the voter to go in there and then thumbprint on the political party of your choice. And then you make sure that while you thumbprint, your thumbprint does not escape out of the line boundaries. So these are some of the things that would happen and would be visible on elections. An INEC official does not perform his duties, does not use those guidelines, or decides to circumvent the process in any way, an electoral offense has been committed. And of course, at the end of the voting process, you will have the votes collated to be counted, and the winning party, the agents, would be given the opportunity to record the votes of their candidates and all that. So this is what would also happen. Wrongful voting and making of false statements is provided in Section 126 of the Electoral Act. Of course, Section 127 also provides voting by an unregistered person. That is an electoral offense. And then also disorderly conduct on Elections Day is provided in Section 128 of the Act. That is why we say there must be queuing at the voting center. And then, of course, violating the secrecy of the ballot. Remember, I earlier said that it is a secret ballot system. It's not an open ballot system. A cubicle will be provided for the voter to go in there and then thumbprint for the candidate or for the party of your choice. Section 125 provides for that law. Also, we also have voting by underaged persons. So where underaged persons are allowed to vote, that is also an electoral offense. These are some of the offenses that we will need to watch out for. And all of these offenses go with different degrees of penalties. But we know what constitutes the voting offenses. So let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Don't sit. There are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetix on radio. And my name is Deborah Ifeong. I've been speaking on the topic, basic electoral offenses and how to prevent and stop rigging. We have been on this, we've been looking at some of the various offenses, and very quickly I want to say, because voting is a very serious process all over the world, and Nigeria is not an exemption. We were talking about some of the basic electoral offenses. If an unregistered person votes, finds his way to the ballot and is allowed to vote, the penalty for that breach is 6 months imprisonment or 100,000 naira fine. If there is a disorderly conduct of the election, there's a disruption, the queues are disrupted and violence erupts, the perpetrators of the violence will be liable to 6 months imprisonment or 100,000 naira fine. Now, there are also several other offenses that can be conducted on Elections Day. Several other categories of offenses also provides for 6 months imprisonment and 100,000 naira fine as provided by the Electoral Act. I remember also saying that Section 129 of the Electoral Act as amended provides for some of the basic electoral offenses. You cannot canvass for votes on that day. All of that is punishable by 6 months imprisonment or 100,000 naira fine. You cannot pressure a voter to vote for a candidate of your choice. You cannot solicit or buy votes. Vote selling and vote buying all constitute electoral offenses. So no one should be seen buying and nobody should be seen selling votes. These are all acts that we need to be careful or we need not to commit. The snatching or destroying of any election material constitutes what? An electoral offense. Blaring of siren, loitering without lawful excuse, even after voting or after being refused to vote, constitutes an electoral offense. So these are some of the things that we will need to watch out for. And all of this is punishable by the law. Now, how do we stop rigging? How do we prevent rigging? I would want to say here, effective participation of everyone in the electoral process is one way for us to stop rigging. I tell people that votes count. And because votes count, It is our obligation, it's our responsibility as the electorate to make sure that we register to vote. When we register to vote and we come out as a block of voters, the electorates are well sensitized. I mean, it's going to be difficult for us to have situations of rigging. When people are aware, when people are adequately sensitized, it just automatically, it puts the burden on the officers conducting elections to get it right. So one of the ways to prevent rigging is a sensitized electorate. When the electorates are aware, and that's why we also tell people, if you get to the polling unit and you cast your vote and you're involved, you want to just observe the process, you want to see how the process, you know, is being managed until the voting, both the accreditation and the voting time is over. And then you also ensure that the votes are properly counted. This is one of the ways to stop rigging during elections. And then also, you can also work as an observer or an elections monitor. You can enlist as an observer or as an elections monitor, because the reports of a monitor, the reports of an observer counts a lot, even to the electioneering body INEC, and of course also to our national bodies and then also the international community, because these are evidences that are built at the voting unit. When we concentrate to do this, rigging will be reduced to a minimum, to almost a very minimal level or a non-existent level. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.raveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rave Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, there are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no, think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.